91X News.
It's Maya's 4 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Andrew Harper. A tweet couple will have a chance to talk with the dragons tonight on CBC's The Dragon's Den. Steve and Selena Elmy will showcase their rack stacker, a deer feeding product. The couple will be asking for $500,000 for 15% of their company. Recently, Rack Stackers was picked up by Walmart USA. The show starts at 8 p.m. tonight. Taxi drivers in Montreal protest against Uber by blockading the airport. Some of Montreal's taxi and limousine drivers are targeting the city's airport this morning as part of their protest against Uber. Dozens of cabs were lined up outside Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport. A spokesman for the cabbies, Benoit Jugand, says Uber is allowed to operate at the airport, even though the taxi industry has a $2.5 million contract with the agency that runs the facility. Other protests are set for elsewhere in the city later in the day. The Quebec branch of the United Steelworks Union, which represents many Montreal taxi drivers, wants to pressure the province into forcing Uber to stop operating during the upcoming legislative inquiry into the taxi industry. Last week, the Quebec government announced it would create a commission looking into the ways of integrating new technological entrants into highly regulated taxi businesses. Local MPP Todd Smith and Conservative health critic Jeff Urich held an open discussion about local health care Monday night. Stelios Pappas has the story.
A room filled to the brim of about 40 people shared concerns and praise about local health care in the Quinte region. The issues that Todd Smith listened to had one important word in it.
Get rid of bureaucracy. There's way too much bureaucracy in the system right now. I think every healthcare provider that we heard from here tonight said the same thing. There's just too many layers. And what continues to happen is we're cutting frontline healthcare providers in the province, not we, but the government is cutting frontline healthcare providers, and they're adding layers of bureaucracy. It should be the other way around.
Urich also added some steps to get the ball rolling. Here's what he had to say.
Well, number one, you got to start talking again to healthcare professionals. Right now, the doctors and the government are not sitting at the same table. We need to sit down and start listening to the healthcare professionals, the doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, and take their input on how they feel the system can work, streamline the bureaucracy, and then implement the changes.
Todd Smith and Jeff Urich attended two meetings that day. What they heard from local healthcare providers is that the bureaucracy need to change. Stelios Pappas, QNET News, Belleville.
The county has given the green light to on a major heritage project in Picton. Tuesday night, council approved the redevelopment of a historic back shed to create a bed and breakfast at 1 Walton Street. Picton councillor Treat Hull told the Horseshoe that he supports prominent Alexander Fida in his endeavor. And he is putting out huge dollars and taking measures to preserve the heritage. Councillor Steve Ferguson agrees it is important to work with FIDA, adding it's great to see a younger generation get engaged in heritage restoration and reuse. A settlement fund has been created for those who may have paid too much for gas in the Quinte region. A lawsuit was filed over gas prices fixing between four companies in Belleville, Kingston, and Brockville in 2007. The allegation is Canadian Tire, Mr. Gas, Pioneer, and Sunoco stations officials contacted one another and agreed on a price for gas. Charles Wright and the Siskind law firm in London says the companies pleaded guilty to the allegation. There is now a fund worth $1.3 million where individuals or businesses can submit a claim. If you want to submit a claim, you need to provide information that you purchased gas in Belleville, Kingston, or Brockville area between May and November of 2007. Slumping world oil prices continue to hit Calgary's energy industry hard as more layoffs have been announced. Husky Energy issued pink slips to 400 people arriving for work at downtown Calgary office on Tuesday, but there could be many more when cuts from their other locations are included. These layoffs are coming just a few months after Husky eliminated 1,400 jobs in October. At that time, more than 1,000 of those jobs were contractors, but nearly 300 were full-time employees in the Calgary office. Late Tuesday afternoon, Husky Energy Media Manager Mel Duval issued a statement calling the layoffs a difficult decision. He says the company is taking steps necessary to ensure the company's resilience through the cycle and beyond. While people in some parts of the country are wondering what happened to winter, business is booming at BC's Whistler Resort. Whistler Blackcomb Holdings report is on track to have a record number of visits. On Monday, they said Whistler has recorded 1.09 skier visits. The parent company of the Four Seasons Resort Complex east of Vancouver also improved its profit dramatically and plans to spend $8 million on growth projects, which includes upgrading and expanding two restaurants on the Whistler Mountain. Many businesses are looking forward to a big profit from Valentine's Day this weekend. James Gunn has the story.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and that means flowers, chocolates, and dinners out. Jen Bonter of Live, Love, and Laugh Florists says people are willing to spend a lot on the holiday.
The average sale is usually 100 plus tax.
She says a few people really get into it.
Every year, we do up a $300 buzz arrangement, and it sells twice.
That's a lot of money for flowers, and they aren't the only ones profiting. It's a big day for restaurants, too. Liam Thompson is a cook at Eastside Mario's.
I think Valentine's Day is the busiest day of the year. I know last year, the restaurant, they did like $14,000 for the whole day.
Ultimately, though, Thompson doesn't think it matters how much money you spend.
Having dinner with like your significant other is like special enough.
Wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. James Gunn, QNET News, Belleville.
A rocket carrying a payload for the U.S. government has successfully launched from the California coast. The Delta IV rocket lit up clear skies early Wednesday as it lifted from the Vandenberg Air Force Base into orbit. The rocket carried a payload for the National Reconnaissance Office, which operates the nation's system and intelligence gathering satellites. The agency has not released any details about the payload. That's all for QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
Random fact number 57. The coldest day in Belleville was minus 39.4 degrees.
Join us on Saturday, February 20th from noon to 3 to taste soup samples from local businesses for $2 each.
No slurping, please.
Vote for your favorite soup, take a free horse-drawn carriage ride, and let the kids play. Donation to Gleaners Food Bank will be accepted at the BBIA office. Thanks to the businesses of downtown Belleville, we can finally savor the chill. For details, downtownbelleville.ca.
Quiddy's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. Belleville. Belleville.
Sorry about that. All right, now time for sports. The Raptors are set to play their last game tonight before the All-Star break. The Raps are preparing to take on Andrew Wiggins and the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. The Clippers have suspended star forward Blake Griffin for 4 games without pay for punching a team staff member in Toronto last month. It will cost Griffin just under $860,000. John Wall had 28 points and 17 assists, and Bradley Beal scored 26 as the Washington Wizards beat New York 111-108. It was the Knicks' first game under the interim coach, Kurt Rambis. Now on to NHL scores. Logan Couture and the Sharks took a bite out of the Blackhawks, topping the Hawks 2-0. Los Angeles beat the Bruins in a high-scoring affair, 9-2. The Panthers pounced on the Sabres with a 7-4 win. The Ducks beat the Flyers 4-1. The New York Islanders walked away with a 3-2 shootout victory over the Blue Jackets. Montreal doubled up on the Lightning with a 4-2 win. The Jets handed the Blues a 2-1 shootout loss. Washington beat Nashville 4-3. The Stars topped the Wild 4-3 in a shootout. The Canucks beat the Avalanche 3-1. And the Fnuffless Leafs were burned by the Flames, losing 4-3 to start off their Western Canada road trip. And finally, Martin Brodeur's number 30 was retired by the New Jersey Devils prior to their game against the Edmonton Oilers. A sellout crowd at the Prudential Center gave Brodeur a standing ovation and lasted more than 2 minutes. Brodeur tried to start his thank you speech, only to be drowned out by the roar. He set NHL records for games played, shutouts, playoff shutouts, and most wins in a season. Devils walked away with a 2-1 win over the Oilers on Marty's night. Sidney Crosby is on a run, having scored in a career-high 7 straight games and 9 straight on home ice. This evening, Crosby and the Penguins are home to the Rangers. Pittsburgh will be without Evgeny Malkin, who is out with a lower back injury. Newcomer Dion Phaneuf expected to make his start in the Senators tonight after joining them in a trade with Toronto Tuesday. The opposition comes from the Red Wings, who have won 2 or 3 in the past 5 games. And Vancouver is skating at Arizona. The Coyotes have lost 4 straight but play their next 3 games against the Pacific Division teams. On the year, the Coyotes are 11-4-2 in games with Pacific Division rivals. That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now it's on to weather. Tonight's high is is -2 and mostly cloudy. Tomorrow will be -13 with a mix of sun and cloud. Friday has a high of -4 with scattered flurries. And Saturday has a high of -20 with a mix of sun and cloud. That's all for news at 12 o'clock on QNET News on the air at 91X and online at QNETnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm Andrew Harper. Thanks for listening.